KJAN Sports.
Time for Check of Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this hour is brought to you by White Pole Road Cellular. See them for all of your Verizon wireless and locksmith needs.
Cell phones are a part of almost everyone's daily lives. You see people talking on them, texting on them, checking their email on them. Cell phones do almost everything, and we expect them to always work. Hi, this is Janet at White Pole Road Cellular in Anita, your locally owned Verizon wireless retailer. We have the latest cell phones and accessories, from holders to Bluetooth devices and everything in between. Dean and I can help you with all your wireless questions and help you decide which phone and plan works best for you. And while you're in here, visit with us about Wayne Johnson, who has over 11 years' experience in locksmith service. Wayne can help you whether it be for home or business, and will handle all of your locksmith's needs. At White Pole Road Cellular, we know our customers and offer knowledge and experience so you get the best phone for your needs. Give us a call at 712-762-3022 or stop in and see us on Main Street in Anita.
Let's check volleyball from last night first. In Western Iowa Conference play last night, it was Tri-Center topping Audubon in three straight games. Underwood down AHST 3-0. Also, Trainer swept 3 games from Griswold last night. In Rolling Hills Conference play, it was Adair Casey over East Green 3-1. Exira EHK topping Ankeny Christian Academy 3-1. Glenn Ralston beat Cam in 3 straight. Iowa Christian Academy beat Walnut also 3 straight. Also around the region, it was Earlham over Lennox 3-0. Essex 3-sweep over East Mills. Fremont Mills beat Clarinda Academy 3-0. It was Maple Valley topping Logan Magnolia 3-0. Siouxland Community Christian, a winner over West Harrison 3-0. And Stanton beat Villisca 3-0 last night. Well, the 4th Iowa High School girls volleyball rankings are out for the year from the Girls Athletic Union. Here's a look. In Class 1A, Tripola is again number 1 this week, with Adair Casey checking in at number 6. Stanton is number 7. Arweva is 8. Iowa Christian Academy is ranked 9th. Coon Rapids Bayard 11th and Bedford 13th in this week's poll. In Class 2A, Western Christian remains on top. Clarinda drops a spot to number 11. In Class 3A, Dubuque Wallert is the new number 1 this week. They bump past a Bishop Heland Catholic of Sioux City. They were number 1 last week. They're 2 this week. Also, Red Oak is at number 10. Harlan debuts at number 11. Class 4A, Iowa City High remains number 1 this week, with Lewis Central at number 15. Well, it's a Friday in the fall. It's high school football night here on KJAN. Chris and I will be in Anita tonight to bring you the 8-man game between Cam and Adair Casey. Good old-fashioned rivalry matchup tonight with some pretty big implications, even though it's early in the season, as far as the district championship chase goes. Cam coach Joe Woolham says Adair Casey has a strong ground game with guys like Clayton Plowman and Cole Palmer out of the backfield. Woolham says that they'll have to get to them early.
It's going to start with our defensive line. We're going to have to get some penetration and kind of mess up their running game, slow those running backs down a step. If those running backs get to the line of scrimmage with a full head of steam, they're also tough to break to get down. But if you can slow them down in the backfield a little bit and then get some guys around, hopefully gang tackle them, kind of limit their big running plays.
Well, Adair Casey coach Wade Anderson says when he takes a look at Cam, he sees a pretty tough opponent in the Cougars.
They had a great senior class last year, but they've had a bunch of guys step in this year. And, they're a very talented team with Hunt at quarterback and Amdor in the backfield. And they like to hand him the ball, but they have running back there who lays some great blocks for him and gets the ball as well and runs hard. And, you know, throwing the ball to McKee. And they're a very well-balanced offense. They do a lot of things well, and they have a great line in front of them that fires off the ball and creates some holes. So we know we have our work cut out for us.
Well, Adair Casey's had the best of this rivalry the last few years, including 2 wins last year over the Cougars, once in the regular season and once in the playoffs. We'll see if Cam can equal the score tonight. Game time, 7 o'clock. We're on the air at 6:45 with a brief pregame show where you'll hear more from each of those two coaches as we set the game up for you. 7 o'clock is kickoff tonight. And again, you can hear all that action live here on KJAN and also worldwide. If you're outside of the coverage area, go to the web at KJAN.com. Go to our Listen Live page. You can catch the action in real time right there as well. In other 8-man action around the region tonight in District Number 6, Mormon Trails at Murray, Ankeny Christian is at East Union, Lennox goes to Lamoni tonight. In District 7, Coon Rapids Bayard is at Woodbine, Boyer Valley at Arweva, and Charter Oak Ute is at East Green. In District 8, Sydney is at East Mills, Stanton goes to Nishnabotna, Villisca is at South Page, while Essex will play at Fremont Mills tonight. In 11-man football tonight, Atlantic and Clay Class 3A will be at home this evening, coming off their first win of the season last week, a late thriller over Winterset, 14-13. The Trojans will try to pick up their second straight district win against the Creston Panthers at the Trojan Bowl tonight. Atlantic coach Tim Duff says Creston's line will be very tough. They're led by Colin Bevins. He's a Division I recruit. He's going to Iowa State next year. Quarterback Luke Neitzel and running back Bryce McElravy, though, according to Duff, are the keys.
That's why their offense is so dynamic. They put a lot of pressure on your linemen. They run some reads and they run QB draw, QB sweep. And Neitzel has the choice on when they roll him out to run or pass, and there's no doubt that he'd rather run it. But if he decides to throw it, he's going to throw it deep. So our cornerbacks can't get caught looking in the backfield because they have some receivers with speed that'll get behind you. You know, I think they've only completed 12 to 15 passes this season, but, you know, of those passes, I think 6 have gone for touchdowns. So they're throwing it deep when they throw it. They do prefer to run. There's no doubt about it, and they're gonna line up and smash in the mouth.
Well, and you're going to have a chance to listen to more from Coach Duff this afternoon. 4:45 today, that's when you can catch Trojan Preview here on KJAN. In addition to the Atlantic Creston game tonight in District 1, Glenwood is at Lewis Central, Winterset is at Red Oak, and Carroll will play a key early season match in district play on the road at Harlan tonight. Also in District 2, Denison is at Storm Lake. In Class 2A play tonight in District 2, Kemper Catholic hosting Southern Cal Rockwell City Litton, while Missouri Valley is at home to East Sac County. In District 8, it's Pella Christian hosting Clarinda and Shenandoah at home to PCM. In Class 1A action tonight in District 1, IKM Manning travels to play at Lawton Bronson. In District 7, Panorama is at Des Moines Christian. Nottoway Valley hosts Mount Air, and West Central Valley will go to Wayne tonight. In District 8, Audubon is at Clarinda Academy. Griswold travels to Underwood this evening. Trainer is at Logan Magnolia, while St. Albert goes to Tri-Center this evening. Also in Class A football tonight, Riverside is at Guthrie Center. Martinsdale St. Mary's is at Bedford. Earlham at AHST. Corning will host Southeast Warren, and Exira EHK is at home against Van Meter tonight. Well, third-ranked LSU earned a tough road win in their first SEC game of the season. Jarrett Lee threw for 213 yards and a touchdown to lift the Tigers past number 25 Mississippi State 19-6 at Starkville. Spencer Ware had 107 rushing yards for LSU, which led 9-6 until Lee threw a 19-yard TD pass to Reuben Randall with 11:56 remaining. The Tigers had 14 tackles for loss, and they limited the Bulldogs to just 193 total yards in that game. Well, Connecticut and Iowa State don't often get to bask in the national football spotlight. Both want to make the most of that opportunity, though, tonight when the defending Big East co-champion Huskies play host to the Cyclones. UConn is trying to rebound from a disappointing 24-21 road loss at Vanderbilt, while Iowa State is coming off an emotional triple overtime win over Iowa. The game will match a Cyclones offense that put up 473 yards against the Hawkeyes against a Connecticut defense that's giving up just 214 yards a game. UConn coach Paul Pasqualoni says all three Husky quarterbacks likely will play in the game, and he's not expected to name a starter until just before kickoff tonight. University of Oklahoma officials are scheduled to discuss its Big 12 affiliation on Monday. The school's Board of Regents has posted the agenda for Monday's meeting. It's a simple paragraph that says the board will consider switching conference affiliation and any legal ramifications of such a move. The agenda says the regents may discuss the topic behind closed doors and take any appropriate action. University President David Boren said earlier this month that Oklahoma had been in contact with multiple conferences and expected a decision within a three-week time frame that would run out next week. The Big 12 lost Nebraska and Colorado in July, leaving it with 10 members. A Missouri Chancellor Brady Deaton says the Big 12's fate largely does rest with Oklahoma. Deaton told the Associated Press that he and other university leaders are working every day to hold the Big 12 together, but the next move is largely dependent on the Sooners. Oklahoma President David Boren said earlier this month the school was in contact with a number of conferences and expected to make a decision soon whether to remain in the Big 12. The Missouri Chancellor is president of the Big 12's Board of Directors. He says Missouri is well positioned to land on its feet should the Big 12 disintegrate, though he declined to name any specific destinations. A Kansas City Chiefs center, Casey Wegman, has faced just about every fearsome defensive lineman in the NFL over the past 15 seasons. Who has stood out? Well, Wegman says former Vikings standout John Randall comes to mind, but Ndamukong Suh may soon join him atop that list. Wegman says he looks forward to facing Suh and the rest of the Lions' defense on Sunday. The Chiefs are eager to bounce back from their blowout loss to Buffalo in the opener, while Detroit won its opener at Tampa Bay. We'll have that Chiefs game for you this Sunday here on the radio. We'll get things started right about noon with the kickoff. Suspended Oakland Raiders quarterback Terrell Pryor had a hearing with Commissioner Roger Goodell Thursday in an effort to overturn his 5-game suspension. Pryor's agent, Drew Rosenhaus, says it was a productive meeting and that he appreciated Goodell and the union taking time to meet with Pryor. Pryor was selected by the Raiders in the third round of the supplemental draft on August 22nd. Goodell suspended him, however, for the season's first 5 games for manipulating his eligibility for that draft. Pryor originally said he would not contest the ban, but then changed his mind and filed the appeal through the union. Also in the league, Chicago linebacker Brian Urlacher returned to practice after the death of his mother, and he is expected to play at New Orleans this weekend. A lot more sports after this timeout.
Cell phones are a part of almost everyone's daily lives. You see people talking on them, texting on them, checking their email on them. Cell phones do almost everything, and we expect them to always work. Hi, this is Janet at White Pole Road Cellular in Anita, your locally owned Verizon Wireless retailer. We have the latest cell phones and accessories, from holders to Bluetooth devices and everything in between. Dean and I can help you with all your wireless questions and help you decide which phone and plan works best for you. And while you're in here, visit with us about Wayne Johnson, who has over 11 years experience in locksmith service. Wayne can help you whether it be for home or business and will handle all of your locksmith's needs. At White Pole Road Cellular, we know our customers and offer knowledge and experience so you get the best phone for your needs. Give us a call at 712-762-3022 or stop in and see us on Main Street in Anita.
In Major League Baseball last night, Melky Cabrera had 4 hits, including a home run, and Billy Butler hit a 3-run homer to lead the Kansas City Royals to a 7-2 win over the White Sox Thursday night. That loss officially eliminated the White Sox from the playoffs. The Royals' 5-game win streak is their longest since they won 5 straight in 2009. A Cabrera's 4-hit game matched a career high and his double in the 6th with his 40th this year as an outfielder. He also has 1 as a designated hitter. That makes the Royals the first team in Major League history to have 3 outfielders with 40 or more doubles. Alex Gordon and Jeff Francoeur both have 45. Elsewhere in the American League, Tampa Bay beat Boston 9-2, Texas over Cleveland 7-4, Oakland beat Detroit 6-1. In the National League, Washington beat the New York Mets 10-1, Philadelphia swept a pair from Florida 3-1 and 2-1 in 10 innings in the second game. Cincinnati went 11 innings in an 8-6 win over Chicago. San Francisco beat Colorado 8-5 and Pittsburgh over the LA Dodgers 6-2. St. Louis Cardinals cleanup hitter Matt Holliday will miss 4 or 5 days with an injured right hand. He hurt it while he's taking practice swings in the on-deck circle. General Manager John Mozeliak says Holliday has an inflamed tendon in his middle finger. Speaking Thursday, Mozeliak said Holliday, was hitting .295 with 22 homers and 74 RBIs, would be reevaluated early next week. The Cards were 4.5 games back of Atlanta for the National League wild card, and they begin a 4-game series Friday night at National League East champion Philadelphia. Holliday was injured in the 9th inning Tuesday night and removed for a pinch hitter. Lance Berkman batted cleanup in Wednesday's 3-2 victory at Pittsburgh, and Alan Craig started in left field, which is Holliday's normal position. Well, the Iowa Hawkeyes have finally kept a top-rated Iowa recruit away from North Carolina coach Roy Williams. Sioux City East center Adam Woodbury says he'll play for Iowa next season instead of the Tar Heels. Woodbury, who's 7'1", is widely considered one of the nation's top recruits, and he's the best signing yet for second-year coach Fran McCaffrey. Williams nabbed Rafe LaFrance, Kirk Heinrich, and Nick Collison from Iowa high schools while he was coaching at Kansas. He recently signed star Harrison Barnes from Ames, and Linmar High School senior Marcus Page has verbally committed to the Tar Heels. Woodbury, who will be eligible starting in the 2012-13 season, headlines a class that looks to be Iowa's best in years. And former Iowa basketball recruit James Speed, whose career was cut short when he went blind, has died of complications from liver cancer. The University of Iowa says Speed died Wednesday in Las Vegas, where he lived since the mid-1970s. He was 61. Speed was a Hawkeye recruit in 1970 when he lost his sight in both eyes due to a sinus infection before he ever played a game for Iowa. Speed, who grew up in Shreveport, Louisiana, was a 6'7 forward who played junior college basketball in El Centro, California. After losing his sight, Speed worked as a basketball coach and most recently in real estate. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by White Pole Road Cellular. Call them at 712-762-3022. They're located on Main Street in Anita. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.